Are you dressed for success? Any journey can be ruined by the clothes you wear. My grandson Luke had always dreamed about going to France with his papa. So you can imagine the excitement we both felt when it became a reality. We talked about the sights he wanted to see. We went to a soccer game with 80,000 screaming fans and cheered with all our hearts. But it was freezing. Thank God my friend warned me. Have you ever been unprepared for the weather or for an important meeting? The Bible has an incredible analogy about clothing that widens our discussion. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We all need to be ready for dress codes and weather. We also need to realize that we wear our attitudes like a garment. I've often said, people feel us before they hear us. My mentor wrote a book called Your Invisible Imprint. It rocked my world because it reveals the secret of leaving a good mark in every opportunity. It's fascinating to me that most of us spend so much time preparing our clothes and makeup, and yet we neglect our inner selves. We often walk into meetings emotionally or spiritually naked. I'd like to encourage you, join me in a journey of clothing ourselves with the right attitudes and spirit before we start every day. And here's the formula that works for me. Number one, get rid of hurt, anger, jealousy, and any emotional junk. Take out the emotional garbage before you start your day. Number two, be filled with the Spirit. Invite Him to heal you and fill you and empower you. And thirdly, get your inner self ready. Don't start your day spiritually or emotionally naked. Please don't forget that you've been designed to be a miracle. So let's get the garbage out and let's let the miracle come in. And I'm Paul Marcoulet.